Podtacular Customs and Call-Ins, Episode 20, for the week of October 24th,
2005. All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Hey guys, welcome back to Episode 20. This is Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck.
And we're here with Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. Come on, and this is the episode to talk about custom games and call-ins and all kinds of fun surprises.
Ooh, surprising bonus material.
It is, but it's a surprise to me, too.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool. All right, well, let's just get into some... Let's divulge, which apparently I don't know what that means, according to somebody. But we're going to divulge in some custom games. This one's called Boomers 2. D-Money sent this one in. Yeah, it's grenades, rockets, overshields, damage resistance. And he says it's fun because a rocket and two stickies won't even kill someone. So people are hard to kill. Making the person with the most plasma grenades the winner. Most of the time.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
Sounds interesting.
With damage resistance and overshields.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Damage resistance and overshields. Sounds pretty tough. But, you know, you can't stop spell checking it. You can't stop me. I'm unstoppable. Especially when you gave me craziness like that. You know, it's like saying, hey, let's all lose. Cause spell check's playing. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't. Maybe I'm just talking. Like,
I don't think I do, but that's okay. Well, I hope I'm on your team if everybody's saying, hey, let's all lose. on the other team, that is. So we got another one called Hit or Stick by King Hoodlum. And this is best played on Midship or Gemini. You start with a Magnum, and as soon as the game starts, all players must empty their ammo. Okay. The idea is that you can only get kills by melee attacks or sticking your opponents, and you play until 25 kills, or play with teams up to 50. Sounds kind of cool. That's a really good way to handle that whole problem with trying to do a melee-only game, is just make sure everybody empties their ammo. Anyway.
This one's called Gladiator. Now, I'm going to say this one's like Troy, let me see. I'm going to just probe it, yeah. No, it's different. It's hard to play it on live because people don't follow rules. Imagine that. What you do, there's probably not a lot of variation to it, is you only have swords because, you know, nothing else, normal skeleton, one life. And you can only play on Ascension. So what you do is there's one person picks up the gladiator, stands in the center dish, I like to call it the salad bowl. Everyone else meets on the Banshee dock. You know, Gladiator picks one person, he has to run down, and they duke it out one-on-one and have to stay in the dish. Yeah. Kind of slow-paced. But when you got your friends, it's pretty loud and intense. He says, they start chants. Some of the variations are you put on overshield for longer battles. Some people put out shotguns. You have the option to use you can use that weapon or you can your pistol. So it's pretty fun, but you gotta follow the rules.
Yeah. Another way to do that is the old... Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter variant where you can just set the maximum players at a time to 2 and then everybody else kind of hangs out watching the game and, you know, they can do the same thing. They can start chants. They can tell people where other people are. And that one, man, I always have fun with that game, but you kind of max out with 6 or 7 people because people wait too long to play. But it's just that when you do finally get into the game and it's your turn to go against the guy who just won against 2 people, it's like your heart is pounding because you're like, oh man, I hope I win, you know. So I don't know. I always have fun on that one, but anyway. So Capture the Flag by Stefan. This guy's in this awesome game type, dude. Okay, it's called Capture the Flag, and what you do is you have 2 teams, and each team has a base. Pretty cool. Far anyway. The point of the game is to go into the other team's base and get their flag. It gets even better because it doesn't end right there. After you get the flag, you take it back to your base, and instead of getting points by killing people, you score when the flag arrives at your base. It's really awesome. I know it sounds like a crazy idea, but trust me, it's very cool. I first played at my friend's house, and I was blown away. I think it would be great if more first-person shooters, and hopefully Halo 3, will include this fresh and original game type. If I have more time...
It is original.
Yeah, Capture the Flag. Yeah. What's that? If I have more time, I explain another really interesting one called Slayer. But I know your time is short, and it is because that sounds really yeah.
I don't know.
Wonder how that works. And as for all you noobs out there, remember to use your guns. Since being the experienced gamer that Stefan is, he's discovered.
Whoa.
Yeah, really, you're overloading my brain here. Just stick with this Capture the Flag thingamajig, and yeah. So.
Randomosity says, here's one that's called a place called Steam Slayer, but basically you make everything random, and you do 1,500 kills. And it says, best known with at least four people. Add more fun. You add more fun. Add more fun and do this with any other team game. You love the show. I think that's called Fiesta. If I'm mistaken, I think it's called Fiesta. Or like I know there's Fiesta Ball.
Yeah,
really
that's fun.
Crazy. Fiesta Ball.
Fiesta King of the Hill's fun too, but he's trying to call this one the game type randomosity. But yeah, Fiesta game types are generally fun, especially on midship and stuff like that.
No.
So another one called Samurai by Lego Tycoon, and it's no shields, swords only, Slayer, no teams, and the time is 1 hour or whatever. Dude, 1 hour custom game, I don't know about that with swords. That'd get old pretty quick. But everyone must kill everyone else. No grenades. Everyone must kill everyone else? Of course they must. No grenades, active camo or not, best played on well anywhere. Thanks, Lego Tycoon.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Colors.
Colors.
Colors. That's a special name. This is how it's played. Okay. This is from Marksman 911. You split people up into even teams of each color. You start the game with default weapons on map. Starting and secondary weapons. You have default. Each time you get killed by a different team, you gotta change that team's color until everyone's on one team. Whoever has the most kills on once the game's over wins. You know, normal shields, best played on lockout and ascension. You can modify it if you want to make something like sniping colors, shogun colors. God, it's there.
Makes it a totally different colors. Word.
Maybe even sword colors. It's lots of fun. What about
Needler colors?
Brute
oh.
Plasma rifle colors. Needler's only got one color, dude.
Love the Needler, dude.
Purple.
Dude, whenever a game starts, I always rush for the Needler, and they go, don't worry, you guys, I got Needler.
Don't worry.
All under control.
Needlers, not gonna lose. This game is good.
Definitely. It's all over now. I got Needlers. We got it. We could actually call colors, we call it Zombie Tribes, and play it now and then that way. Because it's kind of like zombies in a way. Because you switch teams and all that. Yeah, but you got the colors, right?
Colors.
No, but it's cool because, like, you know, because everybody ends up on the same team, so in a way, nobody loses. But. That the winner is.
Kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. It's cool that the winner gets is the one with the most kills, though, because that's a way to, you know, tell who the winner is. So, kind of cool. Or another way is to. The first team, that is, if the red team wins, then whoever was on the red team winners. That's another way to do it. So that's our custom games.
Yep. Sweet.
Right on. Thanks for the contributors. If you want to contribute your own custom game to Podtacular so we can say it on the air, send it in.
Please send it in. It would be very generous.
Yeah, to podtacular@gmail.com or call our voicemail.
206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
6-6-6. Hey, watch out with that one, man. 666. Watch out. But, okay, it looks like we've got some segments and voicemail here.
Yeah, we got segments and voicemail. We always have segments and voicemails.
Hey everybody, okay, the Voicemail of the Week award goes to a telemarketer this week. I was looking for Caleb. I have no idea who Caleb is. So, take it away, Katalin.
Hi, I was looking for Caleb. This is Dave Summers. My phone number is 805-966-6374. You and I have been involved in network marketing. I'm just calling to ask if you'd like some free information sent your way about a great
No, I don't want information.
Company.
I do not want information.
10-second tour.
Stop calling.
$3 billion company.
Hang
400
up.
Millionaires made.
Hang
another
up.
500 with our training system. And $1.5 billion given away.
Give them to me, then.
This company's hot if you're looking for something part-time to do. And I'm looking for
part of that $1 billion you guys make.
It would
make
be an honor for me to talk with you further. 805-966-6374. Thanks.
Spam that number. Spam it.
Hey, Decidus and Spellcheck. This is Daniel 251.
Hey,
I
Daniel.
I have a quick question, comments, blah, blah, blah.
Yep, blah, blah, blah.
First, my comment on BRs and combos and stuff. It's not BRs, combos and coagulation.
A little late, man. That's actually my fault.
For combos,
though.
One combo that I forgot that I saw on the list, which I really, really agree with and is really, really good, plasma rifle pistol.
Hey.
Not plasma pistol, right, magnum, excuse me. Plasma rifle magnum. Cleans up, man.
It does clean
it's,
up.
Seriously?
It's like a broom.
It's so much more accurate than,
like
say,
broom,
plasma rifle SMG. I mean, don't get me wrong. I even mentioned it. It's good.
It's good.
But I really suggest the plasma rifle and pistol over any other combo.
He does. It's true. Just
now for my question.
Mm-hmm.
I notice that whenever voicemails are running, someone, like me right now, will
uh-huh.
ask a question. But then once the voicemails are done, it just doesn't get answered.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, I hear it every time, voicemail, someone will send in a voicemail, and then after it'll just be like, well, those were a bunch of great voicemails.
They were great voicemails.
All right, voicemails. That's it for Podtacular.
See you guys later.
And then, anyway. So I was just wondering, do you guys actually respond to the voicemails?
Nope.
Or do you just, you know, turn them on during your recordings,
turn them
and
on.
Then go play Slayer or something while
actually,
they're all
actually, I just add them in later.
Come back and edit it so that, you know.
Just add them later. It's easier.
Fit.
Easier.
But, I'm just wondering, I mean, you could...
Nope.
I don't know.
No, he could.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He
could.
That's why I'm asking.
Yes.
All right. Thanks a bunch, guys. Really love the show.
Bye.
I just wanted to know. All
see you
right.
later, Daniel.
This is Daniel. Say
bye.
Later.
Later, Daniel.
Hey, what's up? This is Lucky Punk.
Hey, Lucky Punk.
I'll be playing with you guys on Saturday. Can't wait. Gotta get me some of that Podtacular swag, man.
Nice
that
swag.
Stuff looks awesome.
Nice
anyway,
swag.
Gotta represent. See you later.
What's up?
What's
this is Jedrinok again.
Again?
Something new to tell you.
How many times did you call us?
I found out there's a glitch. There might be a glitch, I don't know.
You don't know?
Let's
stay with facts.
If you hit someone with a sword or blow them up with a sticky grenade, and I forgot how I did it, because I was playing with my brother once, and I did one of those, and when he died, his skin was showing him flying into space. So, try to find the glitch, and... You know, just try it out.
Okay.
Also, I have some Blunt Napoleon Dynamite voices.
Oh,
so,
God.
I'm not sure if it's that good, but I'm going to try it out.
I'm not hearing it.
Why are you talking to me?
Freaking idiot. God.
Are you saying 1% because you think you're
bad? I don't know. Be there a geek or something.
Hey.
Loser.
Hi.
God.
Yo, this is Mark from 911 here. And
what's up, Mark from 911?
Is now a 16.
Yes.
I'm going to read off some of the people that did this with us. Team Hook.
He's cool.
Me, Mark from 911.
He's cool.
Bloodtacular.
They're cool too.
PTC Fast 2.
Pretty nice guy.
Legion Assassin.
Never met him.
Average Dude.
Pretty cool.
Cyclonic.
He's nice.
Staminator. And
Sam.
Spellcheck, your bro, helped too.
Giggity giggity, Sam.
And we're now 16 in minor and a 10 in major, and we are owning all the other clans now. We are raping everyone.
If anyone Great. Drinks, it will hurt them.
See ya.
Alright, what we got next?
Here's Spellcheck and Fumo Jive.
Okay.
I have the opportunity to get either a Xbox 360 premium system, which I really only want to learn how to play Halo 2 and Halo.
What about Halo 3? What about it, huh? You didn't consider that, did you?
But should I get the Xbox Premium with the Halo 2 and Halo and Xbox Mat Pack thing that you can get at the Best Buy? Or should I go with the eBayed Xbox Halo Edition. Yes.
Okay, dude, here's my opinion, okay? Pretty much you're screwed. You can't get a 360 now unless you've reserved it, and I'm dead serious. You have no chance of getting one if you haven't reserved it now. They're all sold out pretty much everywhere. So I'd recommend you get the premium one, because that's going to be really nice, but it's really more looking like you're going to have to get the Halo one if you're going to have it in time for Santa Claus.
Sincerely, ADD Master Chief. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Alright, look. I have a problem here.
Okay, what's the problem?
This is Ace Racer 195195.
Alright, Ace Racer.
I just got my Podtacular 05 clan invite.
Nice, nice.
And says I don't have permission to do that. To join, to accept the clan invite. So I think we have a serious problem here. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm about to rescind it.
Respond and let you know.
Alright. So I want to rescind him on to clan 05, alright?
Hey guys, it's Bill Thunder.
Hey Bill.
I have a general tip.
FTH.
You don't have to fight the enemy every time you see one. It's okay to let a guy go. Like, let's say you have a needler, and your opponent has an overshield, and let's say a shotgun.
Overshield,
I think too many people feel an obligation to attack every opposing team member they spot.
I know what you mean,
and
man.
And they just become easy kills for them.
Uh-huh.
So exactly. Next time you have a crappy weapon, or... you see a group of three opponents.
Don't
you
go.
You do not have to fight them at that moment.
No, you don't.
Just let them slide and wait till you get something good or your shields are higher or whatever. Oh, yeah. Just to tell you guys, Podtacular 5 was having a clan match today. It was CTF on Relic. Yeah, we versus these modders. And this guy had super speed and super jumping abilities. So when we were on offense, Little Burrows was driving the Wardog.
So how about you lose?
I was in the turret.
How about you lose?
And this guy was running the same exact speed as us, and we were going full speed at the Wardog. It was funny, because we actually killed him.
How bad you lose?
But, and then we tied.
I know you lost.
That's how bad they were at Halo. They were modding, and then we tied.
Oh,
and later on containment, we versus Defend, but they had the same mod. So they would just hop over to our base and get our flag. We ended up losing, but it was funny. His little bros was in the tank, and he blasted the super jumper while he was in midair, and it was sick.
Sweet.
Just letting you guys know. See ya.
Yeah, thanks, FTH. You're in a nickname.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Gemini Ace.
Gemini Ace.
And just wanted to call and say hi for me and my wife and my new son, Ethan. Also, I just wanted to leave a couple of Halo 2 complaints. First off, they should have never got rid of the assault rifle.
Yeah, no, what's wrong with that?
And replaced it with the battle rifle.
Like
or at least give me a full auto option on the battle rifle.
Yeah.
And second, like everybody else, the campaign was too short.
Too short.
And the end sucked. So anyway, keep up the good work. Talk to you guys later.
Later, Gemini Ace.
Hey, this is Capmaster Shotgun with Okinawa. And I just wanted to tell everybody...
Hey, Cap, you got owned, so I'd tell you that. Okinawa got owned in Nawa. But you guys are good guys.
We have the video up of the...
Of them getting owned.
Clan match against Okinawa and Podtacular All-Stars up on our...
I'm just kidding. They're really good guys. I'm just kidding around. Just kidding. Giggity, giggity.
Website. Our website is www.halovids.com, and go check it out and watch the video. And the video,
you can go check it out. What's it all about? You know, it's Beastie Boys. I don't have a stutter.
In the eyes of Maple 360, he's our clan overlord, and just join the forums and have fun. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
Sweet.
Bye.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Hey, you guys are feeling thunder, and I'm going bungee jumping. All right.
Bungee jumping,
here's
right.
My Halo 2 complaints. All right, I think, first of all, customization wasn't the best.
What do you mean? That doesn't make sense. What, you didn't get all the shades of green you wanted?
I think you should be able to play as, like, Sergeant Johnson. You know, I'm talking about multiplayer, your character. You should be able to choose if you're a Marine, you know, stuff like that.
That'd be nice and all, but... There doesn't need to be that many different people. It gets out of control pretty fast. Like, if you played Brute Force for Xbox, It's really the best co-op game ever. But just too many different character skins. Too many skins equals chaos. Trust me.
Elite. Spartan Elite. And that would make the game so much better. Also, I believe Halo 2 lacked a little bit storyline. Well, maybe not the storyline exactly. It could have used more storyline in it. Or I should say, more gameplay in it.
You mean like, 2.5 hour levels, like the library and stuff, and playing the last level on Legendary for about 5 hours. I mean, that kind of fun, because I do miss those days.
More actual story mode levels, because it was like so much of a hype, but then when you beat the game, you're like, oh, come on, man, that was it?
Come on.
All that?
Come on. This?
And it wasn't that great.
Yeah, well,
also, there should be a map editor. You know how great that would be?
You know, like the controller.
All these other online computer games. I mean, people could just make their own maps, and they could be happy.
It'd
be really cool. And I just think that would be cool. And Halo 2, it did have some problems, but I still think it's the best.
It is the best.
So, see you guys.
See you later, FTH.
Say what? I came back to life for this!
Be part of the show. Email your own segments at podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh! Ooh! Roadkill!
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
Oh, I love segments and voicemails. Oh, forgot to announce the voicemail of the week. I'll add that later.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a new thing of me. I do voicemail of the week.
Cool, that's good. Well, we got a few more stories that people sent in, which I thought would be kind of cool to put these in here. Brian Smoothie writes in that he was playing Big Team on Waterworks, and he's always thought the teleporter leading you to the rockets was pretty cool. So he tells everyone on his team to go get guns and get there as fast as they can and meet him at the teleporter. So they all meet at the teleporter, right, and storm the base. And he said it was so cool having 8 people all rush the base. We scored no problem. Now, he loves doing crazy things in Halo, and sometimes no one expects what he's going to do, but he likes to do that too much, so they did it again. And the other team parked a Wraith right there, and it was a massacre with, like, the Wraith blowing up 8 people. It was a while ago, so he couldn't remember the details, but his other story took place on Colossus, and he had the awesome luck of getting a D-ranker. Sarcasm there. He hates these guys as much as the next guy, and I think I'm the next guy because I hate these guys. He was only at -4 when he threw a grenade to kill himself, and he ran on top of it, so he betrayed me, and I booted him. That is such a... Oh, man, that's... I love this story, because this is an awesome way to deal with D-rankers. Get them to betray you and then boot them so they don't bring you down anymore. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment idea. It couldn't have worked better, and they came back to win the game 36-50, or 50-36, I should say. Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought it was cool.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you guys would probably like to hear this. In the latest weekly What's Update, they were talking about, you know, how the Xbox Live's going down, or how it went down on Monday.
Yeah.
And they were saying, you know, they've dropped a lot of banhammers, you know? You want to know how many accounts they've banned?
How many?
Guess how many they've banned.
Jeez, I don't know. 10,000?
No, you got to guess.
Dang, 20? Holy crap. I don't know, tell me. Oh,
53,982.
It is.
It's
I know.
Jerks. And there's currently 662 active temporary suspensions.
Yeah. We hate
but
2 months free trials.
I choke those for 2 months.
And I think Bungie hates them too, honestly, but I don't think they want to. You know, I don't think they can legally just, like, admit it, since pretty much, you know, their parent company is the one that made them in the first place. If there weren't 2 month free trials, then people would have to pay $100 to start a temporary modding account.
I think, well, I mean, it's a nice deal and all, but some people were making, key gens to generate accounts for 2 month accounts. Which is sad because like people like that were going to try and enter them.
That sucks so bad.
Yeah, and people just used. What?
You know, just go through these 2 month free trials until they get banned and then generate another one. I heard about that. I didn't think it was true, but wow, that sucks.
And then they send the messages, hey, I need a 2 month.
Yeah, ditto, man. Don't be messaging people saying, hey, if anybody has a 2 month free trial, because nowadays that's like, I'm a modder, give me my access to mod some more. So we don't like that. Another thing is, dude, since we're talking about beef, is when people on your friends list message their entire friends list and just say some stupid thing, like whine about something or just, I don't know, just say something stupid. Jimmy B's is the funny one, though. But, like, when people just, like, play music or just, like,
a lot. That laugh is terrible.
I don't know, just cuss somebody out.
My milkshake brings it about to the yard, dang right. It's done, y'all, dang right.
I just said, man.
But I have to charge my milkshake brings all the words to the... You know, like, I hate those.
Oh, me too. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is I take them right off.
I take people off my friends list for singing songs, like, in a message like that. Like, it's, like, automatic remove. Like, I don't even tell you why. And like, hey, suppose I got kicked off your friends list. Really?
Yeah, well, quit spamming. Dude, when you have... You know, when you have 100 people in your client and 100 people on your friends list and people message you constantly, it's like, I don't have time to go through that crap, you know? I got people that actually have real stuff that want to talk about. Like,
send me an invite. Hey, I need an invite. Hey, Spellcheck, are you matchmaking? When you get done, send me an invite. Hey, invite now. Hey, can I get a client invite? Need an invite, man. Need an invite really bad. Oh, I'm so bored. Need an invite. I had 9+ messages from somebody once.
Dude.
And I'm like,
I had one the other day. It was,
forget you. You're off my friends list. If you want an invite
good.
So bad that you're going to send me 9 messages, I will not send you one. No.
It's like, we're in the middle of a game, and we're not going to freaking pause the game to send you a party invite. Come on.
And if we did, it wouldn't matter.
And we'd get killed twice while we're doing it, and then our team would lose. So why are we going to do that, you know?
You know, you guys, you're making me crazy. You're making me crazy. You're
busting my balls here. So watch the multiple invites, dude, or requests for invites. And, yeah.
We'll pop you in the nose if you do it.
Yeah.
Seriously, we will.
So we got some shout-outs here. Trying to move away from the... Or whining.
Popping in the nose.
Yeah. From that. Looks like we got some shout-outs, first off, to the Podtacular 05 staff. We got Little Burrows. Did I say that right? Burrows? I think so. Burrows, Burrows, Burrows. Also is G-I-C-U-N-V, me, is another guy's name. And the only thing it's spelled out is me. And, yeah.
G-A Lewis.
In his
always eyes. Kicking into overdrive. Doing some...
Yep.
Some tips for us.
Also, we got Mason C2K. He's been doing an awesome job behind the scenes, formatting all. Just wanted to recognize what a great job he has been doing. And show notes are a little bit up in the air right now, but we'll get it. We're going to...
Yeah, Spot Dart's been doing some transcripts for us, you know. He's so darn nice. Thanks, Spot.
Yeah, we totally appreciate it, man. We keep up on that. Keep up doing it. It's just we hadn't talked about, him permanently, really. But, of course, it'll probably be taken care of by the time the show comes out. So, wasting my breath.
Yep. Check like a Monday or Tuesday post from HBO.
So, Expanded Flame writes in, and he says he's that guy in Istanbul. You guys remember Istanbul, Turkey? Our fan from there?
Istanbul.
And we forgot to mention from San Jose, California.
No.
Did you guys? Oh, okay, cool. Okay, missed that part. But anyway, I don't know why that makes a big difference necessarily, but he is in Istanbul, which is not necessary. But he's also recruited a few new listeners from the Istanbul crew out there, so shout out to you guys.
Stop.
Well, that's a wrap. That is the end of the show, and we'll catch you next time. I'm Fumo Jive.
Yeah, I'm Spellcheck.
Keep on trucking. Keep on fracking.
There's only one thing left to say.